This meeting is now being recorded.
Brenda, could you do the roll call?
Hi, yes, here I am. Welcome all to the RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 15 on the 17th of January 2018 at 16:30 ET. And we have in attendance Alan, Catherine, Susan, Alice, and Brenda, and apologies from Lisa and Jean-Baptiste. And I'll turn it over to you, Alice. Thank you.
Many thanks, Brenda. All right, so let's just dive in and go to the agenda slide. So the first item we have for discussion today is the terms of reference and the WOCAN. Terms of reference, as you know, the request was sent to the World Caucus Group, and Alan, I'm not sure if you've heard from Chris at this stage on...
I have. Chris said he'd be sending me and us something. I expected it by now. So I would expect it to be pretty soon, and hopefully we will see it a bit in advance of the meeting on Friday, but I'm presuming that it will be for discussion on the meeting on Friday. I don't have that as a fact, but that's what I'm working on.
Okay.
We did have a very brief discussion on it, and his only comment centered on essentially what we were saying at our last meeting, that for things that are likely to be changing due to GDPR, perhaps we should just put them on hold after doing the initial triage and not do something which we would then have to repeat later on. But that's what I got out of the gist of what he said, but we'll wait to see what the real words are. But I suspect that will be the only comment, and I think we sort of already decided that, although it wasn't a formal decision. But, yes, I am expecting something that we'll have for discussion on Friday.
Brilliant. Susan, Catherine, any comments or questions on this?
Not me.
I don't see any hands.
Nope.
Okay. No. All right. So let's move on to the work plan. So we've updated the work plan in a significant way to reflect the progress the group is making, as well as some of the deadlines that have changed. Brenda, could you project the spreadsheet for us, please? So we've used highlights, yellow highlights, for you to see in a clear way where we've made some changes. So I hope you find this useful. Do we want to go through this extensively through during the call, or would you rather review this separately and advise, you know, in time for the call on Friday if this is...
Yeah, I don't think we want to go through it line by line here. I'm not sure we want to do that on the call either. But can you sort of summarize the general trends? Because we have the revised dates are highlighted, but unfortunately we really can't see what they were before. So just give us a general idea of how this compares to the previous one. I think
sure.
It would be useful.
Yes, I'm happy to. So the first section, plan review, we sort of remapped out to single out the defined terms of reference and work plan step, which is a big one, and we wanted to recognize that this is a great effort. So so as you'll see, we've changed the dates here of the envisioned approval date for the terms of reference and work plan. As you know, it's been submitted to the Board Caucus Group for informal feedback, and that process is taking some time, so we wanted to recognize that. And then when it comes to the subgroups, we have changed the deadline date for the statement of work and associated work plan and the resources, essentially the planning documents, for that to be January 22nd. And then the subsequent step would be for the findings to be ready by February 22nd, leading us to a presentation of the recommendations at the April meeting. So between the findings and the recommendations, there'll be a drafting process, and as well as an internal approval within the sub-team before it goes out to the review team for discussion at the April meeting you're envisioning. So this is reflected across the board, across the review teams. And in terms of the draft report, yeah, so we factored in the April meeting and sort of realigned events to coincide with the June meeting in Panama as the key outreach session on your findings, potential findings and recommendations, with the objective of taking, using the takeaways from that meeting and producing the report for public comment tentatively in August 2018. So the public comment period would, currently it's scheduled to last through October 5th, following which we would produce the public comment summary, and then you would have a October meeting. October meeting, the October meeting to finalize the report and send it to the board in December. So we've kept December as the key date. I know you want to make sure you close this as soon as possible. I know it's one of your requirements. So we've made sure to keep that in line with the work plan. And I think this captures all the events in a reasonable fashion. So hopefully this can be agreed on the call on Friday, or do you have some initial feedback just reading, scanning through the document at this stage?
To be honest, I hadn't looked at it before, but I looked at it and saw all of the highlighting and was overwhelmed and decided to wait for this meeting. What you're describing sounds reasonable, and I certainly would not want to adjust a closing of this meeting past December, this group past December at this point. That makes it almost a full year and a half from the first time that we informally met, and well over a year from the time that we're actually working. So I think that's quite reasonable, and if we can't do that, then I think we're being overachieving in what we're trying to do. So I think what you're describing sounds right. I'm going to take a further look at it before Friday. Catherine and Susan, any thoughts?
No, I mean, I would get you on the need to limit the time frame, and if we can manage by the end of this year, I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah. All right. Then, if all of us can try to take a look at it and perhaps sort of hold it up to the light, comparing it to the previous one, and do we feel comfortable with the dates here? And from what Alice was saying, it sounds comfortable to me. It's presuming we actually can get people to deliver on what they're promising, but let's presume that will happen. And let's go on to the next item.
Anna, just for clarification, can we set tomorrow, close of business day, as the deadline for any comments from the leaders so we can apply any changes needed before the call on Friday?
I think that's reasonable. You probably won't get any, and we'll just have a discussion on the call. But certainly that's a reasonable target, to give you a few hours to do the update if indeed there are any changes we want at that point.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. All right, let's move that back to the slide deck. The next agenda item is the subgroups progress. Catherine, thanks for sending some additional edits to your document based on Carlton's comments. We reflected that on the wiki. I'm afraid to say we haven't received any additional reports. Alan, I saw that you reminded Stephanie and Thomas of their, commitment to deliver. Thank you for doing that. And Susan, I sent you an email today. I sort of reflected what was in the compliance subgroups document into your recommendation for compliance sheets. So I hope you'll find this helpful, for next steps. And as always, feel free to contact us if you want us to schedule a call for, the group to get together and reconcile the document into something that's merged. I'm sorry for the crying in the background and single parenting this week.
Aww. I thought we had decided we were going to have another compliance call, but I'm presuming I didn't miss it.
No, GDPR really took my whole week up last week.
I can't understand why.
Yeah. So put everything else on hold for GDPR, and, you know, it is what it is. So.
It is indeed what it is. I haven't had a chance to even read the documents thoroughly yet, so I sympathize.
Yeah. So, but I will get back to that today, and thank you, Alice, for I have not read very many emails this morning yet, so I will look for yours and review, and then I'll try to get some things out this afternoon to hopefully spark additional work or progress it a little bit more.
Thank you, Susan. Stephanie did just reply just a little while ago, thanking me for the reminder and saying she'll try to get to it. I'm a little bit troubled that she has been attending the RDS PDP meetings, so she's not, you know, completely disappeared from the world. And I'm just starting to worry that this has been a much lower priority item for her. And we'll see if the lighting the fire works. And I've heard nothing from Thomas at this point.
I'm not sure who noted that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Catherine.
Oh, thank you, Alice. Sorry about that. Just to say that Thomas has actually sent around a draft module, but not using the mailing list. So he did a draft model. I'm still thinking of the ICANN models, of course. He did do a first pass document, and I already told him I don't have major comments on it, and we're waiting for Volker to see whether he has any. He should be back from paternity leave any time now, I think.
Okay, and so it didn't go to me, is that? I'm presuming if he only sent it to the people who are formally in the group. I don't think I saw it.
Yeah. It didn't go to you. He just sent it to me bilaterally.
Okay.
I don't know whether he also sent it to Volker, but I said, you know, I have no comments. Let's see whether Volker has any.
Okay. Well, hopefully he'll respond to my message I sent last night. And I don't think we can do anything else on these items at this point in the meeting. We will review them quickly on the plenary on Friday. And what is
okay.
Next?
So. Yes, and just as well, just to note, I've updated the documents for each subgroup as well to insert the work plan link instead of the work plan description yet in there, which is outdated. So all the documents are up on the wiki, and I'll make sure to send a copy to all the subgroups so they know which version to use for any changes.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, Alice.
Right. All right. So as a reminder, January 22nd is the date that was set for adopting the statement of work for each subgroup. So I think we'll need to kindly remind the rapporteurs of this deadline on the call tomorrow. And also we'll need to highlight that February 22nd is the deadline in the work plan for their key findings to be assembled in a document of some sort. So, Alan, I'm sure you will help me, reemphasize that with the group as well.
Yes, and as I said, I think we want to get these documents completed, but I suspect we will go further on our discussion of what parts of this we want to effectively put on hold at that point because of GDPR. And, let's talk about GDPR before we end the call. It's not really an RDS issue, but I do want to get some input and have a little discussion with Susan and Catherine on that. But I think this sounds reasonable, subject to, of course, that, you know, anything that we choose to put on hold following the first pass.
Great. All right. So moving on to the briefing request, Alan, I saw that you sent a note to the leadership mailing list to try and find a way forward for the request for written briefing.
Yeah, I must admit I misplaced my notes I had written on the suggested changes, and I know Lisa had suggested explicitly that we not request an evaluation of whether the time was well spent, but instead ask for a summary of how much effort went into it. And on trying to write that up, I'm just a little bit worried that we're asking something which is going to take a large amount of effort on staff's part to do, and I'm not sure it has an awful lot of merit to do that. So I just want to make sure the wording is right before I formally submit it. And if there's anything else that I forgot or changes I didn't make, then obviously I'd want input on that. But I'm just a little bit worried that asking to go back and try to, in a post-mortem, calculate all the time that the various parts of ICANN put into implementing this, I'm not sure we are going to be able to assess. The concept was, if we're told how much effort went into it, then we will be able to assess whether it was worthwhile or not. I'm not honestly sure we'll be able to do that. But I welcome input from Susan and Catherine. I'm just a little bit worried that we're going to charter a lot of work being done with not a lot of value coming out of it. But since Lisa made that suggestion, I guess I'd welcome input from her, and I presume she will not be on the call on Friday?
No, she's not. She's on the I'm afraid. Are you sure what Lisa did? We call it a trend, but maybe
I'm sorry, I can't make that out.
I was saying, are you sure it was Lisa's suggestion? I seem to recall it was Trang's suggestion, but I may be wrong.
It may well be Trang's suggestion, in which case maybe you could ask her to look at that. That may be the case.
I'll go back to the transcript of the call when we discussed this, and I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Susan, Catherine, any comments here?
Not for me.
In any case, the request will be made imminently, so to the extent that people can start thinking about it, and particularly giving us some idea of what you think a reasonable date is, I don't think we can push it out much more than a month, and I would like to start receiving at least some of these a lot quicker than that. But I'm trying to be reasonable and not put demands on it. I suspect a large number of the people who worked on this also have some involvement in GDPR, and I'm cognizant of the fact that what the priorities are right now.
But one way maybe to further detail what's needed, we were supposed to identify as part of the first pass specific questions that we would need to respond to, and at least for the strategic priority bits, I went into quite some specifics to try and identify ways in which that could be identified, and I also saw that Susan, in the ones she did, was quite precise in terms of the questions, so maybe those could also be provided in the context of these briefing requests to make it easier for staff to identify what exactly will be needed to respond to our questions.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. So we can add another bullet pointing to the first pass reviews and let them consult those as part of creating the briefings, which may take shortcut getting the information for the reviews for the individual tasks if it's included in the briefings. That's a good idea. Thank you. All right, if we can get any input from Trang. Is Trang on the leadership list or not?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Then if you could perhaps ask her, since Lisa is not on the list, if she could give us a little bit of feedback on this.
Of course. Okay. Moving on to the face-to-face meeting. So just to
notify you that we've, you know, the ball is rolling. We've submitted a request with our meetings team. But I wanted to confirm with you which setup you'd like to use for this session. Should we, was the Brussels, the way the Brussels meeting was laid out and the room setup, was that what you have in mind as well for the April meeting? Or
I don't think there's any reason to use anything other than a standard boardroom type setup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless Catherine and Susan have any thoughts on it, please speak up. Susan?
Susan. So did we decide we're going back to Brussels? Is that it, or?
No, I don't think.
Not yet.
I don't think that was decided. It was just used as the example of, was that room suitable last time?
Okay. Yeah, I thought the setup was fine in the Brussels meeting. So.
Yeah, the only potential. The other place ICANN often uses is Los Angeles. And I gather that is going to be rather problematic for Dimitri. I don't know anyone else would have any problems with it, but he seemed to imply he would have significant problems getting a visa.
Well, I love the Brussels option, but just in terms of... I don't know why I'm biased here, but anyway. But in terms of the room setup, I think one thing that struck me in Abu Dhabi, and which was totally beyond our control, was that some people were seated in the second row. And because we already have some issues with people being involved in speaking up in the group, I think the setup we had in Brussels with one big table and everybody sitting around it is most conducive to actually having most people involved in the conversation. I mean, there's always going to be ones who are more quiet than others, but that seemed to work really well.
Yeah, thank you. I would certainly support that. When I said a boardroom table, I'm presuming with enough chairs for all of the participants. The only second tier chair should be if we have any observers at the meeting. The other thing is, given that we're going to be spending, I'm sure, at least some of the time working in groups, do we want either access to another room or a room large enough that we can get together in corners or something like that?
So based on our work plan, technically the subgroups are going to present their findings and recommendations at this April meeting. So technically no breakout rooms are needed, but if we have an ICANN office as the location and venue for this event, we will make sure to book rooms for any impromptu meetings.
Yeah, I suspect there, regardless of what we think was going to be done, there will be some need for that. So let's presume that the group is small enough, we're not likely to rent hotel space. So let's hope that we can do it in an ICANN office and act accordingly.
Would it be horrible to have it in Brussels again, or would you be fine with that?
I can live with it, certainly.
Okay,
yeah, I'm fine with
that.
Okay.
Catherine, I'm not even going to ask the question, I think.
I mean, like Catherine, I would prefer it so a place where I don't have to travel to get to it. But you don't. ICANN doesn't have an office in Montreal, so I'm going to travel somewhere. And it clearly takes a little bit longer for me to get to Brussels than California, but I'm not adamant about that.
Okay, great. That's great news. All right, so we'll keep you posted on the progress for this agenda item. All right. Outreach plan. So there's an action item that Lisa was assigned an action item last week. Milestone number one, draft bullet points to be submitted for review when it comes to this, describing the work plan terms of reference step. And she wanted to ask me if she would be okay with text instead of bullet points. I think she's struggling with the whole bullet points format for this particular request. Would that be okay?
I don't mind what format it's in.
Okay.
Great. So I'll convey that back to him. All right. Zooming past this and then going to the scheduling agenda item. So Friday, 1330 UTC is our next meeting. Thank you, Brenda, for inserting the apologies received to date. So Catherine, Lisa, and Thomas are not attending at this stage. And what we have up here is the template reference and work plan, subgroup status update, and next steps, and then confirm requests for written implementation briefings and in the AOB. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss on the Friday call?
Don't think that's going to fill the hour and a half. So I welcome thoughts on what else we do. And then, of course, the issue is, what are we going to be doing on the Monday call? And I will say there's a moderately good chance I will not be on the Monday call. I'm hoping either Catherine or Susan will be able to take it. I'm traveling, and if I can find a location where I won't be waking my wife up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do it, then I will try to attend, but I'm not sure I'll be able to.
I'm afraid I'm only going to be able to attend the first half hour of the Monday call because we have a parent-teacher conference.
Oh, dear.
Hooray. So maybe if Susan could chair, that would be great. Sorry about
that. Yeah. No problem. And that's a 6:30 a.m. call on Monday?
Yes, I think it is your time, 6:30.
Yeah. Everybody should know my time because I don't know my time.
So no. Alternately, however, what would be optimal is if we could divide the time among some of the subgroups and start getting real progress done, but I'm...
Yeah, that's an idea.
We did discuss at the last meeting that we should start, you know, people should start requesting time for subgroups, and we've had nothing so since then.
But I can plan to share it. I am traveling Monday too, but I can make sure that I'm.
Maybe you're traveling in the right direction and the timing's better.
No. I'm going to be down in San Diego next weekend. So.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, let's see what comes out of the Friday meeting. Does anyone have any good ideas about how we can, in fact, start making some real progress on these issues?
So this is Catherine. Sorry, are you interrupting someone? No.
No, go ahead.
There was a weird noise. Sorry. I was just going to say that I think it would help to say, okay, at this point the first pass documents are done and this is the official launch of the actual work on the report itself or on the verification of whatever task was looked at in the first pass. And if there's a need to reassign teams or rejuggle priorities or whatever, then, you know, at this point this should be done and then we launch into the actual work. Is that, I mean, I don't know whether that was in the planning anyway, but that for me would be the logical next step to follow up on this first pass.
I think those are good words, but I'm a little bit more intrigued by how do we actually make that happen.
But can't we, I mean, we can have a table saying, okay, people have requested so many people for this subgroup, and then there will be some where we can drop people, some where we need to add people, and then we rejuggle responsibilities.
Why don't we do that? Alice, would it be possible to modify by Friday to modify the table of work groups or maybe it's there already, to include the number of people on the first pass group versus the number of people that the document suggests should be on the second pass.
Of course, yeah.
Is,
happy to make that change.
It may actually be there. But and if we can look at that, we'll get some idea of do we have to reallocate resources or not. Any other thoughts for what else we can do on the Friday? Last time we had a Friday meeting, it ran over, and we ended up with not having time for all of the items. I don't think that's going to be the case in this one. One of my thoughts is perhaps the largest single item that we can work on that isn't contingent on GDPR and that is going to be the largest amount of work, I'm guessing, is the one on compliance. And I guess I would like to be able to start work on that, if not at this set of meetings and the one after that, and start some really substantive work. Susan, do you believe you're going to have enough time that, you know, perhaps the two of us or someone else added in can spend some time on and start putting together a plan for what we're going to actually do and start giving ICANN a heads up for what we're going to expect from them?
Yes, actually I've been given that thought but haven't put anything in writing. What I'd like to do is get a preliminary meeting scheduled for not next week, the week after, because I will be in the ICANN offices the 29th, that week of the 29th for GNSO Council, I don't know what it's called, strategy meeting, then the intersessional with the NCPH. And so I was hoping, and Chris said he was going to be there, so I was hoping we could get maybe a preliminary meeting, you know, get some ideas of what we need to, what we want to cover with them, and maybe meet with them and maybe not actually start a review, but work with them on the best way it would be to get the information from them and get some of their thoughts on the review. But I'm also scheduled in meetings from like 8 in the morning till 6 at night. So I was wondering if, I don't know whether that would be Maggie or Jamie Hedlund that we should talk to, and just see if maybe we could do, you know, a half hour, 45 minute meeting with them either before our day starts or at the end of our day. Is he in the LA office or DC office?
Jamie is in the DC office, I think, but I suspect he's in LA a fair amount of the time.
Yeah.
Is it worthwhile trying to schedule an extra full day, either before or after your other meetings?
Well, I'm already in LA for 5 days of meetings.
Okay.
So that would literally mean I'd have to go and spend next Friday then. And
okay.
No, I can't. I just can't.
You're not willing to give all of your time to ICANN?
What, it feels that way lately. I think if I get some thoughts down on paper and you know, send it out to both compliance, or just merge the two compliance teams, you know, review teams, and then get your input on it, then, you know, maybe we could come up with something where we could figure it out with the compliance people that are actually in LA.
Yeah. I said I'd be willing to go out for the meeting, but clearly if it's just going to be an hour here and an hour there, there's no merit in that.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's go with the schedule we have right now. And if anything comes up in the next day or so that we think we can reasonably put into this schedule, clearly there needs to be an item on it about planning for the Monday meeting. So I think we can put that in between the items 4 and 5. and I'm willing to go with that. If the meeting ends early, it is, so be it, it ends early. I guess Chris's comments will fit in under number two on terms of reference and working plan, so we don't need a specific item for that. Anything else? And the suggested call, we may as well go to your next slide.
Well, I suppose you've answered my question on this one by adding a agenda item between 4 and 5. So we'll have a slide ready for this discussion on Friday. And then moving on to AOB. Alan, I wanted you to know that we are still working on the travel budget-related clarification that you need.
Okay.
And we'll get that to you in a matter of days. So it's pretty,
Thank you.
Around the corner. And so is there any AOB here that anyone would like to raise before we confirm the decision action?
I have just one, just a heads up, that I'm going to be sending in a request once I write it. That we maintain. Now, I don't know to what extent it's already maintained, and that's, if you can tell me, I would appreciate it. But a full matrix of meeting participation and attendance, and I know we calculate how many meetings people have gone to, but how are we keeping the records to create that? Do you actually have a matrix of every meeting that's held and who's attending, who's at that meeting or not?
Yes, I believe we compile an information, but let me get back to you once I've had a chance to
expert. If I know what you're doing right now, I can try to make sure the request minimizes the amount of work you have to do. Otherwise, I'll just invent something from scratch. Essentially, we're looking for something that's comparable to what is done for GNSO meetings or CCWG meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the problems is we are having really poor attendance from some people. And there are a number of people who, when they show up, only show up for the last 10 minutes of a meeting. And saying they attended, I don't think really conveys the full message to the endorsing ACNSO about whether their people are actively participating or not. And I think we're going to have to be a little bit more prescriptive than that. But if you can tell me what you are doing, then I'll try to make the request easier for you to implement rather than harder. But I think it's really important that we start being really transparent on who's pulling their weight and who is being named to this group and not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Understood. I'll get that data to you.
Okay, thank you. That's all, the only thing I have right now. Susan, Catherine, anything else?
I thought you wanted to talk about the GDPR.
Oh, yes, I did. Sorry. I'm just looking for this is not related to the call. Actually, maybe we can finish the AOB with the decisions, region, action items, and then stop the recording and then talk for a few more minutes. So, Alice, back to you.
Sure. So, in terms of action items, we have one for leaders to review the work plan and to provide any edits by close of business Thursday. There's an action item for staff to go back to the transcript to clarify the nature of the who is recommendations, written briefing, related suggestion that Trang made. And then follow up with Trang as needed. We have an action item to add a bullet that creates a bridge with the first pass document in terms of next steps. Then we need to modify the in the separate matrix resources, we need to modify the table to include the actual number of first of group members versus the desired number of people. And then decide, this will help inform whether the group, the review team needs to reallocate some of the resources. we need to add the planning for Monday meeting between item 4 and 5 on the Friday agenda. And I need to get back to you, Alan, on the meeting participation matrix and the data.
Thank you very much. Just for your information, there was an action item for me to notify Katrina again on the terms of reference and the scope. I decided I'm going to wait till hear from Chris on this point. If there are likely to be some changes, there's no point in us telling her to look at it and then a day later saying it's moderately changed. So since we're pretty close to Chris coming back, I chose to wait on that until that's done.
So I don't think after reading the operating standards or guidelines or whatever, there's really guidance on this issue. But I am of a very strong opinion that the CCNSO has lost their opportunity to seat people on this team, that it would be irresponsible for them to, you know, now place people on the team that we would have to then get up to speed and may have a whole different direction of the work. You know, if this would have been even 6 months into this team, I you know, was not happy with that situation,
mm-hmm.
but thought, okay, we can live with this. Let's be flexible. But, you know, we're going to be at a year before we know it, and I just don't see any value of adding more team members unless we have specific needs of, you know, expertise.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, you know, she has not responded to you, has she, at all?
No, the only response was we're going to wait until we see what the board says.
Okay. She doesn't get an opportunity to do that anymore. She's done.
Well, I don't think we can withdraw it since we didn't sort of set a date, but I will make sure, and I'll ask you to make sure that the message I do send makes it rather clear that, you know, if someone is willing to work on the actual substantive parts of what we're going to be doing, fine. But, you know, clearly their whole rationale was we don't want to name anyone until we find out what you're doing. So there is no question that the scope is going to be changed. And to be honest, I can't see them naming anyone at this point. There's just not a lot of overlap between where they say their expertise lies and what we're talking about here. But I'm not sure we can withdraw the opportunity without giving them, you know, some sort of message implying that the window is closing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a ridiculous situation in my opinion. The only other thing we could do is say, hey, we could use this type of expertise if you have anybody. Let us know to work on the scope that this team has decided on. So you can tell this has really gotten to me, but I just think it's the way I feel like our team is being held hostage.
Well, and maybe it is, but there was never any question that they're going to help develop the scope. Their whole point was we want to know exactly what the scope is before we see if we can help. And, you know, as I said, I'm not really expecting anything. But at this point, I don't think we can simply say, sorry, the window closed already. But we can make it really clear that this is going to have to be. If they're going to appoint someone, it's going to have to be really, really quickly. Because otherwise, we're in a position where the substantive work is going to be starting. And they're not, and they won't be there. And that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Catherine, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, with the first pass, we have started on the substantive work, in a sense.
I know, but what can I say? I mean, we sent them the terms of reference and the scope ages and ages ago, twice now, I believe it's been done, and with words saying we do not believe this is going to be changing substantively going forward. And as far as I know, they've taken no action on it. Mm. So, you know, even in the world that Katrina would like to see, where the scope is defined prior to the review team being convened, we are always going to give review teams some flexibility to alter it based on how their work is proceeding. So it's never going to be completely locked in prior to the review team being selected. So at least I can't see a world in which that's going to happen. All right. If we could stop the recording then, and then we'll have a bit of an informal discussion.